The future of the internet is self-hosted. The final version of the ad industry will not be interested in retaining you for life, but only up until your breaking point, where you are replaced by new eyeballs. This so-called industry has a fear. They are scared of going too far, too fast, and upsetting you. And I think the breaking point has already been reached, as people keep talking about RSS. RSS is very old technology, and in its current version, there is little there, though it is extremely fast because the information lives on your computer. It presents all the things from all the different sources everywhere extremely uniformly. Here, you don't have to worry about setting the website to dark mode or changing some quirk. No, it's all the same interface under the same program. After all an article is some text with a title. One of the benefits that may not be obvious at first is that if you never look at one of the articles that you downloaded, it stays in your personal database on your local network as unread. Think of it as an email message from the internet. You can set an expiration date, or block the source, or filter it out. Or just, you know, read it when the internet goes out and you have no connection to the outside world. Another benefit, at least in a proper modern version of RSS, is you needing to consent to seeing ads, especially ads that are disguised as articles or videos, because they cost money to download. RSS, as the promise used to stand, has been deleted. Aside from being blocked and really just downright destroyed in favor of presenting you with more irrelevant ads everywhere, and having an AI process all your email to create profiles probably as powerful as all the modern AI really is, RSS-like technologies always end up being moved to the internet. Again, for ad revenue. For a cheap way to make money off of you with as little effort as possible. In this new version, all the data of any value to you gets downloaded to your personal server on your local network by an open source program. There is no artificial intelligence here to analyze your behavioral patterns. This is a local server with a cache, or a local caching server, or a fast version of all the data pre-downloaded for you, for an internet experience faster than you can imagine. All you need to know to get used to this challenge is two concepts. They're very simple. There will be a program smartly downloading whatever it is that you or your family is interested in 24/7. Let us think of this program as a software agent. These types of programs are actually very powerful. They may eventually take over for things that you don't want to change. For example, you can configure them to automatically vote on things for you. And though this sounds strange and somewhat dangerous, a software agent can be extremely powerful and extremely clear when communicating some message. A single checkbox can declare political ideas that no one politician would originally agree on, and instead announce that there are voters out there willing to elect a representative who will end homelessness, poverty, or never go to war, having chosen to build schools decades ahead. There's an opportunity here to put a check mark on universal basic income for young people born after a certain date, so that they can get a real education without needing to worry about student debt. This is not possible to do when you go out there to put a check mark on something that's already been pre-designed for you. Here, it is possible. You put a checkbox on something that moves you, not some professional politician that has lied all his life. But I think this century, any voting that your agent will do for you will be on a much smaller scale, just to see how it would all work out. For example, to receive ads, you will have to opt in. To watch marketing segments, you will have to opt in. This is your internet connection. To be alerted to low-scoring movies, you will have to opt in. To be presented with low-quality plastic products made to look like they are made out of metal, you will have to opt in. This is a very simple program to write. It's called a web scraper and maybe an expert system. The second concept is that of a pipe, and all that is building a series of filters so that the articles about your hobbies aren't just stupidly tagged hobby, but placed in a programming or art or work folder, very much like a perfect little inbox. Your agent, like a web spider, crawls the internet for you non-stop. This is the search engine that we've all been promised. This time, it will be done right. When a new program feature or movie you like comes out, it will be right on top of all your morning news, without any AI salivating over another component to your profile. Begin by learning more about computers. There are some really nice $100 Linux computers, similar to the Raspberry Pi. They are called SBCs, or single board computers. Get one. Run Linux on it. Learn more about web scraping. And not just filtering out junk, but filtering for information that is actually personally valuable to you, that you want to keep, that helps you in your work, that helps you in your research. These beautiful search engines that deliver perfect content are possible. They just need to run on our end, where the quality is more important than the stupid ads. Today, web scraping and RSS is in a pretty sorry state. But accept that as a challenge and begin working on your vision of such a self-hosted service. Keep artificial neural network technology away from you. It is too good at analyzing your profile. It only exists for the purpose of selling you out. Begin learning programming. Begin writing software to spider the web. Declare your independence. Build a software agent that will never sell you out.